We an simen nun hei, dinei kadesh, sif ale. Oimrim kadesh, visei kadesh, ba'ein oimre moisei bepoches meas sores v'chorim. In order for kadesh to be said, we need 10 z'chorim, b'nei chorim, they shouldn't be avodim, g'doylim, it should be bar mitzvah, she'viyu shtei saris, Who are then, so this is Losivi Niktashti, Besoich B'nai Yisrael, and this is the conditions, in order to be considered Besoich B'nai Yisrael, we need these conditions, 10 Schorim B'nai Chorim, G'dayim Shebiyu Shtei Saris. That's how Kaddish has to be said, V'hu adin L'kdushe, U'borchu, Shein Amorim Bepoches Mei Hasore. These and Yonim are considered Dvorim Shebekedushe, and we need that they should be said with Hasore Gedoyle. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Oimrim Kasher Toiv Lamayit Bevroches. Just like it is proper that one should not make a ribuy of broches, that means, and that's called a broche she'ein atzrich, if there's no need to make the broche. I'm going to go, I'm going to have an apple and an orange in front of me. Now I want to make two broches, I want to make mea broches, I'll have in zinnen to pater the apple, and not the orange. And I could do this. Lamei said the orange is not kepata. But what did I accomplish with this? I made a brocha she'ein atzrich. That means there was no need and necessity for this. That's a brocha she'ein atzrich, which is also to create a situation that you have to make a brocha when in reality you could avoid this brocha. So memela, so therefore there's no inyan to make many brochas. So there are kadeshim which should be said, but there are kadeshim which are not necessary to be said. But I'll see soon a moshul. And if a person is marbe b'kadeshim, so it's not a proper thing. And the dirshu brings down, that means we are Kaddish is a moiridikizach, a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, but it is something that should be said with an awe, and if it's said constantly, so it loses its chashivis. I think there's a lavush that says, he says, Anim Zmiris is a moiridikizach after davening. He says, and there was a place to say it every day. He says, no, you don't say it every day. It takes away the cheshivas of the Indian. So Mamela here, Tzamazoi, to make situations that I should be capable of saying Kaddish, takes away the cheshivas of the Kaddish. Kach tev lamayit b'kaddish. Now, v'ayim b'choinim shekosvo tago. So therefore the Achroinim criticize al zeh shen esofim asore b'nei odom. 10 people come together and each one wants to say a Kaddish. V'aymrim kambo kadeshim al psukei teure oy mishnoi gemore. If you have 10 people, you're going to make 10 kadeshim. Each one is going to say a mishnah. We'll say Rav Chananya ben Akash Oima, Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh. The other one say a second Mishnah, Yiskadol v'Yiskadosh. Yichab Torayim, 10 Kadeshim, which is wrong. So this should not be done. Asore Yehudim lo yazim anudim. Here Asore 10 Yidin who do not know Loshon HaKodesh. Shein Misha Yedeya Beloshana Kodesh Loitzi Oysom Yedei Choyva Yulchal Echod Mehem Liya Shliach Tzibo Loima Kaddish O Kedusha Beloshin Las. That means this should not be a standard practice, but for an Akroi, for a temporary union, I have these 10 people now, and there's no one to daven for them, and there's an English sitter in front of them, and one will daven the davening in English, will say Kaddish, Kedusha. So this can't be done for a temporary and oge. Agav Uche, there's a tshuva from the Nesivis. The Nesivis was in the times when the Reformed movement started, and there were a few highlights of this movement. We're speaking about before an art scroll, before a Beis Yaakov, and many people, when they davened, they hadn't the faintest idea what they are saying. So they had a brilliant idea, so we'll make a siddur in German, or whatever it is, and we'll accomplish with this that now everyone will be able to understand the davening. That's how they started. And the Nesivis in the troop was a very luring and okay, good, look at that. Now we know what we're davening and thus. Then the Nesivis said, what did it bring to? It brought to that, so if you're making a siddur in German, so now you can omit something, say something, whatever you said in Lashon Kodesh, no one knows Ivesai. So now we'll make our own nusach, what we hold of, we'll say, what we don't hold of, we won't say. But the Nesivis writes in the tshuva, he says, we have a Masoira, and we should do how our parents and grandparents did, he said, in Poland and Hungary. They also didn't know what they were saying. And that's how they davened. And that's how they davened. To change the Masoira is the exact opposite of Rotzon Hashem. So, Kapana, but here we're saying we're not making this for a kvias. We have now a certain situation. We have 10 people who don't know how to daven, so in this situation, we will make that no daven beloshen las. Now, Imrim Kaddish. Now, we're speaking about the Kaddish after Psukei Dezimra. Perish Acha Psukei Dezimra. For Beinon Asore, we need 10 people by the Kaddish. Shekol Dovo Shebekdusha, every Dovo Shebekdusha could go in Kaddish, or Kdusha, or Borchu, or Kriyasatoyre, and Nesiyas Kapayim. Einoim Remoisoi Bepoches Me Asore. Now, how do we know this cloud? Chedama says in the Posek, V'niktashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Now, that Adavah Shebekdusha should be B'soich B'nei Yisrael. How many Yidin should be there? V'yalfinin B'gzei Reshove B'toich Toich Mimeraglin T'chsiv Admose Leida Haro Hazois Yotsu Yeshua V'koleiv Nisharu Asore Tukruim Eidom. Now this is, the Mishnah Berurah is very unclear over here. Really, there's missing a prat in this limud. It says like this. It says, by Adas Koirach, it says, Ibodlu mitoich ha'edo. So there it says Eidom, it says Toich. Now, we don't know how many Yidden you need to make an Eidah, and it says Teich over there. There's a Pasuk by the Meraglim, Ve'Eidah mi'Eidah. And Mosai ha'Eidah ha'ro ha'zois, by the Meraglim, they were called ha'Eidah ro. Now, there were 12 Meraglim, and so excluding Yeshua and Kolev, ha'Eidah ro, so it's 10. So now we just figured out from this pasuk that an Eidah is 10. The Eidah is 10. Now it says, Ibodlu mitoich Eidah by Koirach. This is the word toich. So it says toich by an Eidah. So we know that toich is Al Kaponim, you need 10. So and it says, V'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, so we have Gzei Rishon v'toich toich. So just like v'hibodlo mitoich Eido, so there it means an Eido is 10, so where it says toich, we learn out that you need 10. So v'niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, we learn also you need 10. That is the limit. B'chol ha-kadeshin shovin lozeh, and all the kadeshim are equal with this halacha that we need 10 people. Afilu kadesh derabonam sha'achar alimot. Afilu kadesh derabonam, after learning, you also need 10. Now, so I had a problem to understand what is he saying. U kadeshim niten, afilu kadesh darabonam acha tfila. So I think pshat in the Mishnah Berura is, Doruch HaShulchan and Sirkotan Tes says as follows. Kadesh al alimud einai b'choyve. There's no chiyuv to say kadesh. It means all the Kaddish, we say Kaddish after Pesuki de Zimra, Kaddish after Shmeinei Esrei. We'll have later, there's manim with his achiv to say Kaddish afterwards. So he says, Kaddish al alimud einai b'choiva. There's no choiva. You can have people that are learning, they were learning together Mishnayis, and they finished. So now, do you have to say Kaddish? No, you can go away, you don't have to say Kaddish. Elo im asore loimdim biyachad hirshu chachomim loima kaddish terabon. You're permitted to say kaddish. It's not chayva to say kaddish. That means, but one, they learned mishtayis together, and now they say, nagadate, now you want to say kaddish, you're permitted to say kaddish. So the kaddish terabonon is a one is permitted to say this Kaddish. If you don't say the Kaddish, you're also not a sheikh. It's not chiyuv to say. This is only a reshus. We say Kaddish to Rabbanon, Rabbi Shmuel, and Kalakena, we say Kaddish to Rabbanon. So this is a Kaddish that is, one is permitted to say this Kaddish. So it could be, maybe I would think that the Kaddishim, which are a chayva to say, No. So there we learn out teich and niktashti. When there's a chiyuv of a niktashti, but here there's no chiyuv of niktashti. I can learn mishnayis and go away in a good and talk. I'm permitted to say kaddish. So perhaps I would think so. This kaddish is not governed by the niktashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and perhaps you don't need ten. So that's, I think, the chiddush over here. That's true. There's no chiyuv to say it, but if you say it, you need a minyan. Could be that's what he's saying. Kosavataz. Now we have an interesting machloikis, an unbelievable machloikis. Kosavataz. The ba'eis psuke de zimra ain't tzorech asore. If you had 9 people psuke de zimra, Tafilu imaru amaru biyechidus. They said psuki de zimra without a minyan. Kol shiyes asoro b'shas amiras hakadosh day bekach. So that means if when they came to say kaddish, that means that you had people that were 9 people saying psuki de zimra, and then he said yishtabach. Gonished. And then the door opens up and the 10th person comes in. Iskadil be Iskadish. So as long as this, that's what the Taz says, he only need 10 Bishas Amiris HaKadish. Daibakach. One case. Case number 2. V'chein im Yishilu l'ispalu arves b'yechidus. Amir v'kezach. They daven mayriv b'yechidus. They finished Ma'ariv Bichas Krishma without Asorah. And then, so they want to start to daven Shemoneh Esreh. And again, the door opens up and the 10th person comes in. So he says, Iskado be Iskadish. That means so, even though the Kaddish is being said after Bichas Krishme, the Kaddish is being said after Psuki de Zimre, but you don't need that the Psuki de Zimre had to be said with a minion, or the Bichas Krishme said with a minion. The Kaddish has to be said with a minion. You can say a Kaddish on something even though Bishas, this Inyan was said, there was no minion. That's a Mechad de Ketaz. Yeah. Yochel emakadish. V'chein b'chol limud shodom loimek. Psukim ayadote. Oy ba'amiras oleinu. Oy ba'amiras ashrei shekoyde minche. They said ashrei, and there was no minion by ashrei. Oy ba'amiras tillim ba'boike. Im hoyo b'li minion. Nizan men takev minion. He finished ashrei, and a tenth person comes in. Shiyesh loyma kaddish. This is the shitas atav. Umogin Avram besimin samach tes v'reish lamed dalet lekosav kein. The Mogin Avram says no. It can only say a kaddish on psuki de zimra that was said with a minion, or yishtabach was said with a minion. V'chein magro besimin reish lamed dalet mulchach kein Mogin Avram. Al Kain, so we don't. So that means the Taz had said a halacha, you can say a Kaddish, which theoretically was said on something that was done with Adaminyan. And it's not so posh. Al Kain is Kimu Achoyne. The Anochin Sheyimru, in such a scenario, that let us say that Ishtabach, Bolchei Alamim, and there's nine people, and then a tenth person comes in. This tenth, before they say Kaddish, say Tvi Psukim, and then say Kaddish, or say a capital Tillim. So the Kaddish is being said on something. I'm the Prima Godem, I should say, Sav, the Mukhim Netlinim Psuki Tissim, and Yitzhula Sav, it's come up, Navram, Maita Latas. Okay, that's what the Prima Godim says. Zechorin. Now, as a condition is, in this minion, they have to be Zechorin. Afuki Noshim, Pavodim, Buktanim, because they have to be Gedolim, and so also Noshim, Pavodim, Buktanim, cannot become Mitzurif to be Mashlam Aminyim. Vuhu Adin, Tumtum Vandreginis, a tumtum is a suffix zocher, suffix nekeiva. Androgynous is both simonim of zachas and akvas. So, halachically, they have a din of a suffix zocher, suffix nekeiva. Bechatzi evet, bechatzi ben choyrim. An evet has dinim of an isha. Nechatzi ben choyrim. Eini mitzarev, ikebi mitzarev, to say kaddish. Gedoylem. Ayin prichodosh simin samech tes shekoro irer al mekoymois shenoyegim shakotn oima kaddish uborchu vaakol oinim achov deshaloi kedin heim oisim. So the Piske Tshuvis brings down that the prichodosh, what is the prichodosh talking about? It doesn't bother him, the kaddish. The Kaddish, the minute by Klal Yisrael was, if you have Achman Atzlam Yisayimim Bara Ketanim, the minute was, Ketanim said, all Kaddishim. They were the only ones, they said all Kaddishim. After the Yoyim and after all Kaddishim, they said, and he wasn't bothered by this. He was bothered by Kaddish Ubochu. That means there's such a concept of Poiris al Shema. There was such an inyan, well, later we'll have this inyan. That means that there was a minig right after Shemayna Esrei. There was inyan right after Shemayna Esrei, after the Shtila Shemayna Esrei, before the Shatz started, Chazoros HaShatz, someone used to get up and say Kaddish and Baruchu. And in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, they do this for every Ma'ariv. they say a capital tilim before Aleinu, a capital tilim shelamalos kaddish and baruchu. So that's called peiris al shema, that those who came late who didn't hear kaddish and baruchu, so they say now kaddish and baruchu. So there was a minig that a cotton said kaddish and baruchu, and that the brichodesh was vehement. No. A cotton does not say baruchu. Kaddish he says, but baruchu. Kaddish is that chat ira makemish and noigim shakotn I'm a kaddish of Baruchu. This set is that's not proper. Yeah, shalaikidin my maisin. Bafilu im yesha soga noshim gdailam chutzmi menu, but the poiris al shma, the one who's saying the kaddish and Baruchu is a cotton, so that's also. ואין בפרים מגודם, שם שמצדת גם כלאך מבזל לחת חבר. אני לא יודע הלוכה בקדש, כל סבא לוכה סטני סימן ממחס. ששניים או שלושה אומרים קדש יחד. You have few people saying קדש together, ואחד מגדם. And one of them is quicker than the other. They're not synchronized to say ממש together. So in boim kol echot toich kedei dibu, see every three people, and damir baum avim ro omein, and then the other one is toich kedei dibu, the time says to say shalom alecha moiri, so the second one says damir baum avim ro omein, and the third one says toich kedei dibu of the second one. Yane im arishin imim ha'achrin omein v'yalu l'chulam. So that means there is a cloud that whatever is said toich kedei dibu is considered, it's all one amire. And memela, so if you want, you can say omein on the first one, and that includes the second and third one. Or say omein on the third one, and that includes the second and first. That is Bim Yesh Hafsik, but what is that they are not synchronized at all, and one is at the Mirba Mirba Omer, and then the second one after more than Tachet, that you says the Mirba Omer, so then you answer on each one. Yana al kol echot ve'echot. Period. Anu aloche. Odom ha-neitzar al yedei sefer yetzireh, אם מצטרף לעשורי ולכל דובו שבקדושה, מים בתשובס חכם צבי סימן צדק אמו. בספר יקרי דינים, מה שכוסף דינים, so I just like to deviate for a minute. What is the shaila over here? Chazal were בקויח to create a goylam. And the Maral had a Goylem, other Gedele Yisrael created a Goylem through Sefer Yetzirah. They created a Goylem. So the Chacham Tzvi has a Shaila, can they be Mitzarev to a Minyan? I need a Minyan. I don't have a Minyan, I'll create a Goylem. So what is the Shaila? So the Chacham Tzvi says the Shaila, he says, I need Niktashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. This goylam is not a ben Yisrael. Where did he get Kedushas Yisrael? That's the tzav. So it's no good. You need a minion of 10 Yidin. You have 9 Yidin and plus a goylam. He's not a Yisrael. That was tzav number one. Tzav number two, he says something very, very interesting. He says, the Gemara says, I'm a gadol as a yosay. The person was Megadol Ayosam Kilu Yoldai, just like it's a child. So he says, so if a person is Megadol someone else's child, so there's a concept of Kilu Yoldai, like it's my child. So he says, if I created a Goylam, so Tichah my child, it should Tichah be considered my child. So according to that Cheshbon, it should be good. But then he brings a Gemara that they killed someone that was created to save a Yitzira. They said, Shav la'afroch. And it seems they didn't do anything wrong. Fine. So he says, why didn't they do anything wrong? You could use the skylum to be mitzah from Taminyan. So I say she can't be mitzah of him. So that is the shakla vitalia of the Chacham Tzvi. With the end of Sivkot Mendalet, Ayin, which was Va'odom Hanoitzo, they say for Yitzhida. That's before the end of Sivkot Mendalet. Person was created through the Sefer Yitzhida. That's Agoylam. In Mitzafel Asor, Dov Shebekdusha, Ayin, which was Cham Tzvi, Simen Tzadikimu, and that's what I said over the Tzodim of the Cham Tzvi. The Sefer Kedina, Masha Kosav, Be'in Yitzhah. You can use them for minions. Yeah, that's what Mishmur brings down the Shaila. You need a Sora B'nai Yisro, as he called the Ben Yisro. That was the Shaila. See, the Maral had a Goylam. I mean, the Ben Yisro had a Goylam. That I don't know, but I'll cup on them. The others bring down that there were others that had it. The others had a Goylam Takik. The Ben Yisro had a Goylam. I mean, if the Maral created a Goylam, it was for a purpose. He didn't do it, and he had a tremendous shimish from this Goylam. Baal Koponim, so the Shaila, the Yisoyde, the Shaila is he called a Ben Yisrael, Nikdashti, Besoich, Benay Yisrael, and that is the Shaila, by creating him, is he called, it's like Kol, Amagavu Yosem, Ki'ilu Yoldoi. So if I created him, it's also Kilo Yolda. That is the Shaila. Let's go a little further. For who adin l'kedusha? That by kedusha, you also need a minyan. For who adin l'chol chazoras hashat, shetzorich asore, the mikri dovo shebekedusha mnei hakedusha sheyesh bo. Since in chazoras hashat bes kedusha, so the whole Shemanas is also called a double Sheba Kedusha. Now, Ein Poichsin Mishiva Kadeshim B'chol Yom. A person is a minimum of 7 Kadeshim, which should be said. Keneged Sheva B'yom Hilal Ticha. The Pasuk says, I praise the Rabbein Shalom 7 times in the day. Now, what are the 7 Kadeshim which are Mechuyovim? Echad, 1, Achepsuki de Zimre, Shuache Yishtabach. That's the first Kadesh. Bishaini, Chatzi Kadesh, Achetfilis Yitches Broches. That right after Chazoras Hashatz, we say Chatzi Kadesh. Ushlishi, Achesay, the Kedusha, after Volotzian. Uvoy Oimrim Gam Kentis Kabul Tzoloisoim. That goes already on, goes on, it goes on the Kedusha de Shebesidre, and the Tzloisim and the Tzila, Shu Shah Gam Kele Tzula Shemay Nesre. Revi Acha Aleinu, Shesh Bay Amiris Psukim. Bachamishi Acha Ashrei Beminche. The Ashrei of the Minche also needs a Kaddish. Vishishi Acha Tzilas Minche. Shvi acha krishma shel arvis kaidem tvila shmeina esrei. And there's a kaddish that one says after bichas krishma, before shmeina esrei. The kaddish shacha tvilas arvis after hu gam kei mitzvah lekechashvinin bechlal eilu hashive mein sham bevushatam. Because since Tzvilas Arvis is a Rishus, so the Kaddish after Tzvilas Arvis cannot be more Chomer than the Tzvilas. That means, Meikar Adin, if a person wants to be, only go according to the letter of the law. So what is Mechuyiv to do? Is Mechuyiv to say, Birchus Krishma B'shach B'chav Komecho, that Laila B'yayim, he says Krishma, and then he says Birchus Krishma, then he says, "Amelach bechvayda." He told me, "Dimla, he finished. My the bechas krishma yiskadu yiskadish. Tamir ba'om avim ra'avim. A good tenacht. He goes home because ma'ariv is only a reshus. This I'm mechuyev to do. So theoretically, So that Kaddish is a choyva. I'm a choyva to say Birchus Krishma Be'eret. And this Kaddish, I'm a choyva to say. But afterwards to say a good night. It's finished. With Rumi Yidin, and even though to Salvas was a Rishus, Kvaki Bulehim Choyv. So we say, we daven Shemin Esra also. But the Kaddish after Shemin Esra is not more chomo than the Shemin Esra late. So since the Shemin Esra is a Rishus, so the Kaddish afterwards is also a Rishus. Seed base. Im Hischel Loima Kaddish Oy Kedusha Ba'asor. Now these are Meredekah Lochas. He started saying Kaddish, and there were 10 people there. V'yotzu Miktosom. And in the middle, someone is a fellow member, he gets a call, he leaves. So Bekitzer, so now there's 9 people left in the shul. Gaimrim Oysay HaKaddish. So even though the halacha is that you need a minion by a Dovash HaBekdusha, but if I started a Dovash HaBekdusha with a minion, even though at the present time I don't have a minion anymore, I can be Gaimer the Dovash HaBekdusha. Gaimrim Oysay HaKaddish Oysay HaKdusha Shehishchil Vuhu Shenishtayru Ruban. But you need, even though I have 9, 8, it's a can still end the Kaddish, but you need Roiv of the Minyan to be around. That means you need 6 left over. If 5 left, and you only have 5 left over, you stop in the middle of Kaddish, stop in the middle of Kedusha, you cannot continue. Umikol Mokai. So now the Gemara says something that even though halachically I did not lose my Kaddish, I could end the Kaddish, and I could end the Kedusha, but Aveire he lotzeis, he was over on Aveire. Baleyem nema v'oizve Hashem yichlo. That means, was oizve Hashem, we'll see that in a minute, avon nish'aru asore muta lotzeis. But if the 10 are left over, then there's no issa whatsoever. That means if you still have the minion there, if you still have the minion, so one is permitted to leave. There's a very interesting bir haloche. So the bir haloche explains as follows. That means kol bei Yisrael shchinta sharia. When there's 10 Yidin together, there's Ashros Hashchina. It's a Meredik Balatanya. The Balatanya says, if you want to know the Kedusha that is in existence when you have 10 Yidin together, he says, I'll tell you, the Kedusha is so great, a Malach cannot come there. It's too holy for a Malach. There's Ashros Hashchina, Kol Be'yasor Hashchinta Sharia, a Malach can't come there. Fine. So Mamela, we started saying Kaddish. Now, one person left. So now, there are 2 diyunim over here. If the Shin is still here, so the Biralocha says, no. This one left, there's no Shin here anymore. There's no Ashkois Hashin. Afal Pikein, Gabi Damir is Kaddish, but since we started saying the Kaddish Beheta, so we can continue ending the Kaddish. That is the Halacha. So it means like this. If there were 11 people and one person left, see, he didn't do anything. That means the Shechin is still here. And he can continue saying Kaddish. See, he's allowed, the 11th person is allowed to leave. There were only 10 people and one left. He did a Gevaldik Avla. Oizvei Hashem. That means he made that the Shechin that was here, Bishas Amiris Kaddish, was the Shechin left us. He did an avla. Oizvei Hashem yichlu, it's a klola. You make that the Rebbein Shem Shnapia, it's yichlu. Fine. Okay. He left. So now the Biraloch declares the Shail. Okay. So now there's a 9th one that also wants to leave. So he makes a cheshbin. What damage will I do if I leave? The Shechina isn't here side by side. The Kaddish, you can say side by side. Because Kozman, there's 6 in the And then the sixth in the womb, you can say Kaddish. So Klaus, Ashayla, are you allowed to leave or not? The Tzorech here, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't know if there's a Heter to leave, if there's no Heter to leave. Okay, we'll stop here.